morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning from the beautiful studios of WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. And good morning to everybody out there listening to our program faithfully every week. Welcome to another edition. And how are things with you?
You talking to me?
Yes. Kevin, how are things here? Is there anybody else in here?
No. You could be talking to yourself.
Lately, yes. I don't know.
Things are fine.
Excellent.
Things are fine, yes. Busy week, but things are fine. Lots of meetings this week for some reason. But anyway, how are you, Farmer?
I'm doing well. I'm doing good. Some of this snow is finally melting on us. And
I thought we were going to get something yesterday or today, and we didn't get anything.
No, it was just rainy during the week, couple of days. But
we'll see what happens. Anyway, Sunday, so it's a nice day everywhere.
We'll just hope so.
So I'm planning a little Martin Hayes for everyone tonight. We're going to be hearing from Jimmy Keane and Robbie O'Connell. The Galway Shawl, a song we have not heard in quite a while, from the 20 traditional tunes of Old Ireland. And Jimmy McGregor with Josephine Marsh, Music in the Frame. How about you, Farm?
Okay, today I got a little bit of the Pogues, Kingfisher, and some Irish Rovers.
Excellent. So here we go with Martin Hayes playing The Colliers and Johnny's Wedding. Thank you.
sunset falls, where the sunset dies, she gave me love, she told me lies, that most mischievous ghost, she was in disguise, she was in disguise. In disguise.
He started to whistle the bottom of flute. He was talking in tongues, they swore he was mute. He scoffed and blasphemed, they said it was beautiful. Busted a button, the bottom of suitcase full. He drew on their days, resurrected his nights. He raved in the dark, he went out in the blaze.
There you go, they said, he's good for nothing and lazy.
With scandal and shame, they slandered his name.
They told him to freeze, they damned him to roast. Disappointed that he passed away peacefully, never dying to be a mischievous ghost.
His backbone would bend to applause, but his dancing was not quite as lively, of course. These are the awards, immortality awards.
Bullied and bribed and beaten to bliss.
Pirates and slack sentimental laments of going away and not being missed.
With scandal and shame, they slandered his name. They told him to freeze, they damned him to roast. Disappointed that he passed away peacefully, never dying to be a mischievous ghost.
one pleasant evening in the month of May. I spied a damsel, she was young and handsome. She nearly stole my heart away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no none at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulder was a Galway shawl. On talking till her father's cottage it came into view. Said she, "Come in, sir, and meet me father, and play to please him the fog of you." I played the blackbird, the stack of barley, brought his glory, and the foggy dew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, her eyes so blue. Was early, early, all in the morning, I hit the road for my heart remained with the Galway shore. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no none at all. She wore Galway shore, and round her shoulder was a Galway shore.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and you heard a traditional tune from Old Ireland there. The instrumentalist and singer were not mentioned by name, but the Galway Shaw is a well-known song for all of us. And prior to that, you heard from Mick Maloney, Jimmy Keane, and Robbie O'Connell with their version of Kilkelly. And we started off today's show with Martin Hayes with two reels, The Collier's Reel and Johnny's Wedding. So you got something lined up for us now, Farmer?
I do. We're going to start off this set with the Irish Rovers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought she was a vision that stopped me with her smile. Down by the river, we walked along in style. She says, you're welcome back again, and won't you stay a while? Down by the lag inside. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. I said, who owns that music so full of joy and pain that the pipers and the harpers and the lambeg drummers play? She said, who owns the teardrops falling in the rain down by the lag inside? And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. And do you not remember, we once walked side by side, and the bells of Belfast City sang in harmony and pride. The past it has been taken, but the future's yours and mine. Down by the lag inside. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. When we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. Thank you.
thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now. Soon I'll see you. We'll talk to the old folk, they're getting on. Treat them to late nights, sing a few songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them. The days fly around. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. Take it away, Ron. Ladies and gentlemen, the oldest swinger in Killarney tonight, Mr. Ronnie Kelly.
And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down to St. Mary's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering son.
Do you know the words? Let's hear you sing.
This is my home, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander,
my feet may wander
a thousand places.
What about my heart, folks?
My heart will lead me back home, my Donegal. Yes, my heart would lead me back home to my Donegal.
Thank you very much.
Daniel O'Donnell there, perennial favorite of people of a certain age. With Home to Donegal. And before that, you heard from Josephine Marsh, Music in the Frame, with three reels, The Hummel Reel, Lashing Down, Pipe, and Pipe Major Jimmy. And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with the Irish Rovers, and the song was Down by the Langenside, and that came off their album 50 Years of the Irish Rovers.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good one.
So, I will announce again this week, the Irish American Club's annual St. Patrick's Day, our 61st, I think. I have it somewhere. I think it's the 61st. St. Patrick's Day celebration will take place on Saturday, March 14th, at the Elks Lodge in Pittsfield. Doors will open at 5:15.
Promptly
at 5:15. Tickets are $20 for members of the Irish Club and or the Elks Club, $25 if you are not. And one of the purposes of the St. Patrick's Day event on Saturday, March 14th, is to honor the Irish American, Berkshire County Irish American of the Year. And this year is going to be Phil O'Rourke, He prefers if it's called O'Rourke, since I'm just plain Rourke. And I met him yesterday, and he's delighted to be the Irish-American Person of the Year. The reason why we're honoring him is because many years as a teacher and dedication to that dedicated field, but also because of his creating, painting, and assembling the carousel.
Yes.
And Center Street there in Pittsfield, which he did almost single-handedly.
Really?
I don't want to minimize with the contributions that other people made, specifically Mr. Shulman, but nonetheless, Phil O'Rourke did the vast majority of the work around that, and it's quite a sight. There's 40 horses.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and one mule.
And one mule. So anyway, so congratulations.
I can't say that other word, what it is, but.
He's a mule. Congratulations to Phil O'Rourke, the Berkshire County Irish American of the Year, and please come honor him at our St. Patrick's Day event on March 14th at the Elks Lodge in Pittsfield. For more information or to get tickets, 413-770-7512. That's 413-770-7512. And now you're going to play something for us, Farmer.
We're going to start this one off with the Pogues.
What song? And the birds were whistling in the trees where the wind produced my pistols, then produced my rapier. I said, I stand there or deliver, or the devil he may take you. Must you ring dumma doo dumma die? Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the gyro. I took all of his money, and it was a pretty penny. I took all of his money, and I brought it home to Molly. She swore that she loved me, never would she leave me. But the devil take that woman, for she knows she treat me easy. Must you ring dumma doo dumma die? Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the gyro. Six or maybe seven, in war Captain Farrell. I jumped up, followed my pistol, and I shot him with both barrels. Must you ring dumma doo dumma die? Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the gyro. Some men like the fouling. Some men like to hear the cannonball rolling. Me, I like sleeping, especially in my Molly's chamber. But here I am in prison, here I am with a ball and chain, yeah. Must you ring dumma doo dumma die?
Unmistakably Phil Coulter there from his CD Scottish Tranquility. And the tune was Annie Laurie. And before that, you heard from Celtic Thunder, their CD Heritage, with their version of Whiskey in the Jar. And what did you play, Farmer?
I played the Pogues, and the song was A Pair of Brown Eyes.
Ah.
We haven't heard that song in a while.
No, we haven't. And we like the Pogues.
Yes, we do.
So on this day in Irish history, a somewhat gruesome story, but I think it's interesting. On March 22nd, 1895, the body of Bridget Cleary, excuse me, a 26-year-old dressmaker from Ballyvalea in County Tipperary, was found in a shallow grave a quarter of a mile from where she lived. When details of the events that led to this discovery emerged, Justice William O'Brien said, quote, "It spread a tale of horror and pity throughout the civilized world," unquote. Bridget had been ill since March 11th. The local doctor, William Crean, diagnosed her with bronchitis on March 13th. On the same day, she was visited by her priest, Father Cornelius Ryan, who administered the last rites. The following day, William Simpson and his wife, neighbors of the Clearys, visited the homestead and found Bridget being held down by three of her cousins and doused with a noxious liquid, which apparently was urine, by her husband, Michael, who had been convinced, had become convinced, that the woman in his house was not his wife, but a fairy that had taken her place.
Oh.
Michael had been told by the local Shenachie, the story, traditional storyteller person, Jack Dunn, that when a loved one was replaced by a changeling, there were 9 days to reverse the act. On March 15th, still unconvinced that the person in question was his wife, Michael set fire to Bridget using paraffin. After her body was found, he and several other people were arrested. Michael was convicted of manslaughter, while those who witnessed the crime or participated were found guilty of, quote, wounding, unquote, Bridget. They received sentences ranging from 6 months to 5 years in penal servitude. The killing had wider repercussions for Ireland, which at the time was seeking a form of self-government within the United Kingdom known as Home Rule. The London correspondent of the New York Times wrote on March 31, 1895, the episode was being cited by anti-Irish papers as evidence of the mental degradation and savagery of the Irish peasant population, unquote. So there you are.
There we have it.
So what are you playing for us now, Farmer?
We're going to start this off with Kingfisher.
Push your luck, go to sleep, do your worst, count to three. I'm in love with the thought, oh, believe me, I idly remember the time of our lives. This is it, here we go, do your best, take it slow, what's the rush? Line it up in the crosshairs, a shot in the dark, a day in the park. Whoa, and if it all falls apart, at least we enjoyed it, and God knows I loved it. turn around, look at you, touch the ground. What's the rush? Nothing else in the universe lasts all your life. Have you reasons to die? I loved it.
sportsman, and listen to my story about noble Stewball, that gallant racing pony. Arthur Marvel was the man that first brought Stewball here, but to run with Miss Grease along the plains of Kildare. And the fame of his actions we've heard of before. Now he is challenged by young Mrs. Gore to run with Miss Greasel, that handsome grey mare, the 10,000 gold guineas on the plains of Kildare. And the cattle they were brought out would saddle with and bridle. The gentleman did shout at the sight of the gallant riders. In viewing the cattle, just as they came there, oh, they all laid their money on the Monaghan grey mare. And the order it was given, and away they did fly. Stewball like an arrow, the grey mare passed by. If you had been there to have seen them going around, you'd have thought to your heart they'd be ne'er touched the ground. And when at last they came to halfway round the course, Stewball and his rider began to discourse. Says Stewball to the rider, can you tell to me how far is that grey mare this moment from me? Says the rider to Stewball, you're running great style. They're ahead of the grey mare, almost half a mile. If you keep your running, I vow and I swear that you never will be beaten by the Monaghan grey mare.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I wish everybody to have another good week. Please listen to our show again next weekend, and we'll see you then. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
413-770-7512 for St. Patrick's Day tickets. Bye.